Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Every Tuesday, folks, we do a segment on NOLA Coalition. We highlight the difference makers in our community that are working hard each and every day, working on behalf of your kids, everyone's kids, our community, the place that we call home. And without these individuals, we would be definitely less than. And there's so many great projects and so many great programs that we've been able to highlight here. It's really refreshing to hear about all that's being done. And our guest today is a special guest. A lot of people know him. I know of him. I love their music. Derek Tabb, Rebirth Brass Band drummer. And he's the founder of an organization called The Roots of Music, a music program for kids. I've seen them march. I've seen them play in March. I've heard them play. They are phenomenal. Derek, welcome to the show.
Man, thank you, man. It's an honor to be on the show, man. How you doing this morning?
Well, Derek, doing well. I'm sure you've been busy during Jazz Fest a couple of weeks. You probably are exhausted by this point in time, I'm certain, right?
And guess what? As a musician, you start to get used to it. Over time, you get tired, but it's known. It's the norm for a Jazz Fest.
Right.
You get to see so many
people
that you haven't seen this in so long.
So, Derek, your story, you were raised in Treme. You've been a drummer since age 5. You moved on to become a professional musician and obviously contributed to the music industry and selling, you know, the great music of the city of New Orleans. And and you performed as a snare drummer with the 2012 Grammy Award-winning Rebirth Brass Band. And at some point in time, something changed in your life and you thought that there's more to give. Tell us about it.
Well, actually, it's from my junior high band director. He just always instilled a lot in me, and he was one of the people that helped to save and curb a lot of wrong that I was getting into, all the mischief I was getting to when I was young. And I took his program, and it was like, if they had more of him, they could save more kids like me. So it actually started 10 years prior to me starting the program. By me being in Rebirth, we played a lot of funerals, and you know, you see a lot of young kids that were getting in, having funerals for themselves, you know, having funerals behind young folks. So I was just like, man, I don't want to do funerals for these young kids. I want to do something that provides them an alternative way before they even get involved with that. So I started on Roots, and the first day, 42 kids showed up. It was supposed to be 19, second week, 65, third week, over 100. But it was the need for the program and things that I felt was needed was just three components that Rich didn't have in his program that was already a phenomenal program. It was transportation, meals for kids, and tutoring right after school. So it was just really all of my putting two programs together that made this program a success.
How many years have y'all been in place now, Derek?
Right now, this is we're going on our 16th year with some music.
Yeah, and I'm sure you have gone through this whole cycle of young kids that started out in the band. Have any of them come back to the band to help and instruct the kids and the like?
Oh, man, it's funny you say that, man. My head band director, Jaron Williams, is we call him Bear. I actually gave him that name, Bear. He started out the program the first day that we started in 2008. And he went on to be the section leader at Landry, at Walker, and then to Southern University, and then becoming the section leader of Southern University, and then becoming the SWAC section leader over all the whole SWAC. And it is the opportunity of roots of giving kids the opportunity of going through a free program, but it also is a program that have kids come back all the time. But now Bear is our head band director, and he's been our head band director going on 2 years now. So it's a full circle. We have kids that have been to Berkeley, graduated from Berkeley City Music in Boston. We have kids at NOCA. We have kids at all of the high schools in the city, and then most likely are section leaders. We also have kids at almost every university that has a marching band for sure.
Yeah, you know, you and I kind of have similar paths. Around the same time that you started Roots of Music, I was the sheriff of Jefferson Parish and started the JPSO Band of Excellence. And
yes,
kind of the same thing, you know, making sure the kids had transportation. We fed them a hot meal. We helped them with school. We instructed on multiple genres of music, you know, genres that they would not be taught in high school, so that they could better compete for a collegiate scholarship. And I know a lot of your kids have received 4-year collegiate scholarships, which really makes a difference in their life, right?
Yeah, that's a big difference. And inspiration, you know, a lot of black kids don't get to see other kids that inspire them to want to go to college. So Roots is really big on inspiration and having kids from college come to help. Tulane has been great with coming to that help. We're working on Dillard right now, and also Xavier University. You know, just to have their kids to come back and have them inspire kids to want to go to college is a big thing. And yes, to your point, we have had a great deal of kids that have been through Roots that have went on to college for the full scholarship. So that it helps so much. But I think that the early learning is what gets them to get those scholarships and being prepared to be in those bands.
And you have kids that have gone on, because I know that y'all offer instruction in this, in the business of music, right? That may be not suited for college, but are incredible musicians. And, you know, I used to always tell the kids, and I'm sure you did too, Derek, not many people can walk and play an instrument at the same time. I think the stat is less than 1% of the people in the world can do it. And I remember the kids looking at me saying, what do you mean? I said, yeah, less than 1% of the people in the world can play an instrument and walk at the same time. No way. I said, oh, yeah, that's how special you are right now. And you're raw, but you're special, you know, and they were blown away by it.
It really is something really hard to do. You watch kids when they first start out trying to do it. They all think they can do it until they actually have to do it. And then you find out that it is actually a learning point. You know, you have to really teach kids how to learn their left from their right. Because a lot of kids, they knew it, but they just can't feel it. So they tend to do it wrong. And just to watch kids grow, man, it's just like big. It is so great to watch kids grow from not knowing anything to knowing to being on a college level at a junior high age. You know, it is really big, because it shows the dedication and the commitment that they have for the culture and the music. And I love to see that within a kid. I love to see a kid win. We see so many of our kids that we're losing that, you know, it's almost glamour. It's almost like we're giving them they're the stars now. We're making them popular, yep, famous. And the kids that are doing great, we're not shining enough light on them. So I try to put the kids where they can be in places where they're going to be appreciated, you know, and shown that they can achieve big and not be a lame or considered a lame. So having them to travel the world, we've been to Amsterdam, we've been to Paris, all over Europe, Italy, Switzerland, been New York, Florida, Texas, California, marching a Tournament of the Roses Parade. We're the youngest marching band ever marching the Tournament of the Roses Parade. And it's really getting kids to see outside of just New Orleans. A lot of kids, I was teaching in middle school when right before Katrina hit. And to find out how many kids never left from out of their neighborhood or just went to Canal Street, or some that had never been to Canal Street, was just crazy to me. And I remember when I was 11 years old, my first trip was to Switzerland. So it was like I got to see a lot more than what the average kid was getting to see. So I always wanted that for kids. I always wanted kids to see it, just to get the opportunity of seeing the world and not just seeing your neighborhood and what that little small area that you are in.
Derek, what's the feeling you get? I know that you guys have performed at Jazz Fest, I guess, pretty much every year. And I'm sure you've had students that have performed at Jazz Fest as well. You feel like Big Papa?
Yeah. It's funny you say that, man. It's funny. Every year, we're the only marching band at marching Jazz Fest, by the way. Quentin came to me and it was like, I want those kids in there and I want them to be like the marching band of Jazz Fest. And I've always been close friends with Quentin, and he kept his word from the time we started. He told me that when we were just starting up, and he kept his word and had us in Jazz Fest. Him personally had us in Jazz Fest every year since then. And I really appreciate that because it gives people the opportunity to see a program that is not funded by anything but love. I could say that because you have to love these kids. You have to want to see these kids succeed to even want to give to this program in any kind of way that you give. If it's financially, in kind, any kind of way that you give to this program is about love that you see that you want to continue to grow. And that's all it is with this program. We're like a community-based program, but we're a family. We're a big old family because most of the kids coming out of our program are 9 years old. They're 9 years old when they start the Crusaders. They don't leave till they're 14, 15 years old. So you've been basically been with a kid 4 hours a day, 240 days for 5 years. It's crazy.
Yep.
So you get more time with them than most of their parents.
It's a big commitment, but going back, I want you to articulate to me what you feel, knowing, you know, how important it is to play at Jazz Fest when you're standing there with those kids and you see them at Jazz Fest.
I remember my first time playing Jazz Fest. I was just telling a friend of mine that, and I was telling him we went on the news and played that morning on an early morning show with Eric and Eric Paulson, and we did. It was one thing to be out there and play, but a whole nother atmosphere when you got out there and played with all these thousands of people looking at you. That gave you a chill that you could never even imagine. I never thought that I could ever feel like that again in life. It was like adrenaline rush that you could not pay for. It's energy that's bouncing back and forth from you in the crowd that makes you play even harder. So when I see these kids play, I watch them march, I see that same energy being passed back and forth through the crowd to the kids that I got when I was young. And it's fulfilling for me to watch kids get that opportunity because, like I said, my life was different. I got to travel a lot. I got to meet great people. I got to play music. I got to be a musician. You know, it was a real fun life. And I wanted that for a lot of my friends. So I brought a lot of my friends into the brass band world, and they got the opportunity of doing it. But it wasn't just my friends that I felt. I felt like everybody should have this opportunity of having this life that I had. And I always wanted kids to do it. So now getting the opportunity of being the person that can really offer that opportunity to the kids is just phenomenal. I can't even explain it to you.
How many kids, Derek, have y'all had go through your program?
Right now, we're over 2,500.
Wow.
This year, we did something that we raised the number of kids that we accepted. We went from right at 180 to 250. We're now accepting 250, which we already have reached that limit. And from November to right after Mardi Gras, we got 580 applications for kids that want to be in the program. So it's really like, you know, and I started the Spark program. I can't take all this credit because my team is great, man. They helped me to really start the Spark program, something I have always wished for, because it's like I said, I always want kids to be into music. And I started real young when I was 5, and everybody doubted it. And then I started playing with the professionals. Everybody was like, whoa, this is serious. You know, so it's something that if we teach, we can get it. If they inspire them to do it, they're going to want to do it. They're going to do it and soar at it. So we started the Sprouts and Kip Believe in Educare. We have 60 kids in that program there. So, and we have 20 more kids that is in this studio program. That's program for kids 15 to 19 years old. So the Sprouts program is from 3 to 8. Crusaders is from 9 to 14. And the studio program is from 15 to 19. So now we offer from K to 8. I mean, K to 12 grade.
Yeah.
And we have...
That's incredible.
That's not good, about 330 kids now.
Yep, that is incredible. Derek, you guys playing at Jazz Fest this weekend?
This Sunday, 3 o'clock.
3 o'clock, and y'all start where?
The Heritage Stage. We start right behind the Heritage Stage on a field, and then we march around.
Yeah. Well, I'll be out there, and I'll be looking for you. Really enjoy seeing those kids perform as well. It's a blast, quite frankly. It really is a lot of fun.
Yeah, we're gonna. And guess what, dude? We done met a few times. Yeah, we done been a few places.
No, I know.
But you the working man. You always at work. And man, I really appreciate you having me on here.
No, it's my honor, my pleasure. Thank you so much for joining us. Best of luck. I mean, that the size of your program growing is a testament to the success of it. Kids desire to get in because they get good quality musical instruction that can make an incredible impact on their life. And your program has been incredibly successful. And we would be less than in the city of New Orleans without your program. Derek Tabb, thank you so much for joining us. Have a great Jazz Fest weekend. Hope to see you out there, my friend.
Good, too. And I hope you do have the same.
All righty. That's Derek Tabb, Rebirth Brass Band drummer, founder of the Roots of Music, organization for kids in music and educational instruction. We'll be right back. 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line. We'll go to the talk lines. We have some open time. We'd love to hear from you. Stay with us.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.